Constant Wonder Kids is a Constant Wonder podcast.
Hi, Wonder Kids. It's Paige. Have you ever created an imaginary world before? Maybe you've built an amazing fort out of pillows in your house. Or maybe you found a cool spot in a nearby park, perfect for your favorite game. When I was a kid, my friends and I found an awesome grove of trees near a pond by my house. We turned this spot into a fort, and it was the home base for all of our adventures, whether we were pretending to be magical wizards, a family crossing the Oregon Trail, or superheroes. Playing imagination games is one of the best parts of being a kid, and it's cool how the natural world can help us create the places we see in our imaginations. Today, we're going to hear about the imaginary world created by a few kids living in Oak Park, Illinois, and how their games helped them learn some lessons about the real world, too.
So I think the first time I heard it was when they elected their first mayor of Leaf Town. Because to have a mayor, you need a town, right? You need something to define it and someone to be in charge, quote unquote, of it. So when I first heard Leaf Town, it was because they had made Duncan the mayor of Leaf Town.
This is Beth Rooney. She is a photographer, and today she's going to be telling us a bit about Leaf Town, a world created by her kids, Rose and Luca, along with their friends back in the fall of 2020. Now, a lot of you kids might not remember this, but back in 2020, a lot of the world experienced lockdowns because of a dangerous virus called COVID-19. Restaurants and public places closed down so that people wouldn't get each other sick. And at Rose and Luca's school, kids had to stay away from each other while playing at recess. Luckily, kids are pretty smart and came up with a new game that they could play, even with these extra rules.
Rose has always been a very talkative child. She's a wonderful historian, and we always got a lot of information about what she did all day. During the pandemic, there wasn't a whole lot of other stuff going on. So Rose's news from school was captivating. And Rosie would come home with the latest gossip from Leaf Town. It was definitely gradual, little bits and pieces of information here. And, oh, we started this game. We've started collecting leaves. And, well, what are you doing with the leaves? And then the next day, oh, some kids are building little structures out of leaves. And then the next day, more kids started to participate. And then piece by piece, it became something that the whole class was participating in rather than just one or two children.
The kids would take piles of leaves and push them into outlines of mini buildings and houses. Soon, a whole town of leaf structures was created.
I started to share these stories with Kathleen because we always tell each other stories about the day.
Kathleen Rooney is Beth's sister and Rose and Luca's aunt. Kathleen is an author and professor, and she's also a guest today to help tell this story. Once Kathleen heard about Leaf Town, she was interested in the world that Rose and Luca were creating, and so she began to ask questions as well.
I would talk to Rose about all kinds of stuff, but it would always come to Leaf Town. Just this idea that these kids at this school who couldn't go on their playground and who had to play outside and concoct a way to stay 6 feet apart had essentially chosen to reconstruct society in this idyllic way where it didn't have to stop, it didn't have restrictions. They could do commerce, they could make leaf restaurants and leaf hotels and leaf barber shops. And then there were also little opportunities for them to play with the things that did threaten a society, like there were burglars. And, you know, for the beginning part, it was stuff that seemed pretty internal to the kids. It wasn't a real threat, but it was them navigating like, okay, if people are going to be burglars and steal leaves or steal treasures, we have to have a jail. But the jail will be very pleasant. It will mostly be a place to sit and calm down. No one's being punished. So I was just fascinated by the things they chose to keep from our world and the things they chose to modify.
As Leaf Town got bigger and bigger, Rose, Luca, and the other kids began coming up with more rules for their bustling society.
So Rosie came home one day and was like, I accidentally walked through Lucinda's house. And I was like, what do you mean? Like, you were at the playground. What are you talking about? And she accidentally walked through this little like outline of building of like a square that Lucinda had declared was her house. And so after Rose did this, a new rule for Leaf Town appeared, and that was no trespassing. You needed to know where the zones, like you were referring to, were. And that's part of what like brought more kids in, was here's where Leaf Town is situated, and this is outside of Leaf Town where we can go search for treasures and look for things and bring them back to Leaf Town. Their treasure was pretty simple. It was at first just all nature-based, so interesting rocks, cool-looking pine cones, little interesting sticks, and then they would start to add things that had been left at the park. A little toy car, a necklace, some beads from a necklace, a hair clip, gymnastics medals. And I think the most special thing they ended up finding was like a baseball. So they just would kind of collect all these different little pieces of material from around the perimeter of the park, the things that were buried in the sand, that kind of thing. They would go looking to find treasure everywhere.
These treasures became an important part of Leaf Town. To exchange their treasures, the kids had to have some sort of money or currency.
The fact that they chose ginkgo leaves as their currency is so cool to me. Ginkgos are a truly strange tree. They're this living fossil, and they're ginkgo biloba. They have two-lobed leaves, and they have this almost like leathery, rubbery quality. They're not like a crunchy leaf. They have a weird durability, and they turn so yellow, just like uniformly, purely yellow in the fall.
They started hoarding the leaves after a series of bank robberies where some kids decided that they wanted more leaves and they didn't want to go collect them themselves. So the kids started hiding them in their hats and their coats, and then the teachers had to say, like, enough. So then the kids, their workaround was to find places to hide them at the park and not tell people where they were, and then there would be like kids there before school trying to make sure that their leaf pile was still there, or going after school to tuck a few more ginkgo leaves into a crevice to make sure that they had enough to buy whatever they needed to the next day. They're always coming up with a new workaround. Kids are very smart that way.
Over a few weeks, Leaf Town grew into a buzzing metropolis, at least in the minds of the kids. They had houses, stores, restaurants, banks, hotels, and plenty of goods and money to trade with. Unfortunately, not everyone felt friendly towards Leaf Town.
Leaf Town had kind of grown into something that happened during school and something that happened after school. And so I was actually there, like on the edge of the playground when all of this conflict started. And you could see the kids from up the street kind of eyeing Leaf Town and walking around menacingly and talking about how these kids can't stay here forever, which of course made all the kids want to stay forever, and they didn't want to leave their posts. But eventually, you know, there was soccer practice, or there was, you know, homework, or just it was getting dark because it's November and it's dark by 4:30, and the kids had to leave. So it was kind of this slow leaving. Silas left, and then Lucinda had to go, and then Rose had to go. And so it just was this kind of wearing down of Leaf Town until there was no one left to defend it. And then the kids from up the street just came with sticks and upended the whole thing. Everything, treasures, you know, all the things that they had collected and hidden were just gone.
Oh no! Can you imagine how Rose, Luca, and all the other kids in Leaf Town felt after it was destroyed? I think that I would be super sad and frustrated.
The day after Leaf Town was destroyed, the kids got together during recess, and they decided that they would rebuild and that Leaf Town might start off a little bit smaller, but there was no way that they were going to let Leaf Town fade away into nothing. So they rebuilt the treasure shop first and then went out from their building the different hotels, and then there was a bank. So Leaf Town was a little more constricted. It was smaller, but it was still vibrant, and they were able to incorporate everyone back into the town. So Leaf Town rose again.
And I think the thing that struck me is the way in the conversations with Rose, they didn't try to make it secret and they tried to make it a little stronger, maybe more pine needles and things that might be a little more durable, but they didn't fortify and they didn't go into this defensive crouch. They really were kind of like, we're not gonna hide, and if people wanna join us, they're welcome. And so we're not gonna, again, take this us versus them, barbarians at the gate approach. We're just gonna put it out there and hope people see the attraction of it and hope that it won't get destroyed again. It was something more positive and more like proud in a good way, not prideful, but like, why should we hide? We're gonna just keep being open and keep going. And it seemed to work.
This positive attitude did seem to work. In fact, a few of the kids who tore down the original Leaf Town ended up joining in the game.
There were two of them that did come and join Leaf Town. They built their own little house and they were part of the community. I think that's one of the most beautiful things that we saw come out of Leaf Town, that openness and that willingness to just keep building and making something beautiful, even though it might come to a sad end. You have to keep putting yourself out there and keep welcoming people.
So Leaf Town continued through the rest of the fall until eventually snow began to cover up the leaves and the kids started to play different games. Even though the kids stopped playing in Leaf Town, the game and the lessons learned had a big influence on them and the grown-ups in their lives.
I do think it really opened my eyes to how to approach the world with a more open heart and a bigger sense of wonder and imagination to everyday things. I look at the leaves differently now. Whenever I look down, I wonder what's under there, what's been lost, what is the treasure that's out in the world. And watching my kids, Rose and Luca, and all of their friends approach this conflict with such a beautiful, open heart has made me try to approach the world in the same way and understand people, their actions, rather than they are inherently bad. It's why did they do that, not why are those kids so mean?
Beth and Kathleen were so inspired by the story of Leaf Town that they wrote a picture book about it. Leaf Town Forever is a collection of haikus telling the story of Leaf Town and the kids who brought it to life, along with beautiful illustrated pictures. The story of Leaf Town is a great reminder of how the natural world can help us bring our imagination to life, and that the lessons we learn when we play can help us even as we get older. So the next time you're outside, see what imaginary world you can create.
Quick word here for you parents. I'm Marcus Smith, host of Constant Wonder, which is the source of material for Constant Wonder Kids. We made this episode because Constant Wonder contains a lot of great stuff that kids will love too, but you may be wanting more. Constant Wonder is on an ongoing quest to find awe and wonder in all nature, human or wild, vast or small. The kinds of encounters that move us beyond words. Remember when you had time for wonder? Well, we think you still do. Subscribe to Constant Wonder on your favorite platform. Constant Wonder Kids was produced by Paige Crumperman-Darrington with sound design by Mitchell Towsley. Tenery Taylor is the executive producer. Constant Wonder Kids is a production of BYU Radio.